Blog Talk Radio.
My lips, thank you, Jesus. I worship, forgive my lips. My lips, thank you, Jesus. I worship you.
Gonna praise him if I have to do it by myself. I've already made that decision. It's official. I like that word. It's official. And I'm gonna praise him if don't nobody praise him. I'm gonna tell God, Lord, you can count on me. I'm de- determined to make it. It's official. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. For all the wonderful people of God, I'm excited for the Word of God that's going to go forth in Jesus' name. I'm excited that God is going to unstop ears today. God's going to open up some hearts today. God's going to give somebody a fresh revelation today. That's what he dropped in my spirit. That's who you are. You have to know what the Word of God declared that you are. And that's what you is. But if you is, you are. Father God, we thank you for your Word. We thank you, Father God, that you decreed and declared who we are in you. We are your masterpiece, and I thank you for it. You have chosen us as children, your Father. You have made us the head and not the tail, so I thank you, Father. We're above and not beneath, so I thank you, Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we were dead, but now we're alive. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that your blood is still working, that it's forgiven of sin, all sin. And not only to know that they have been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into your kingdom, into your marvelous light. Thank you. I thank you, Father God, that we now can be called saints. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that now we are more than conquerors because you set us free according to John 31-33. And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. So I thank you that we're more than conquerors through your word. Thank you, Father God, that you allowed us to be crucified with your Son and made alive with your Son, free from condemnation. Thank you. I thank you, Father God, for those saints that are listening in. I thank you, Father God, for traveling mercies for Pastor Bill on the road and Brother Robinson on the road and any others that I don't have the name before me for traveling mercy. Make sure, Father God, they're going and coming under your anointing. They're going and coming with angels by their side. Thank you for it. Praise you. Give you the glory and the honor. Thank you for the prayers you answered. Thank you, Father God, for acknowledging that you are a prayer-hearing God. And you know what I really like about you, Lord? You already know this stuff. So we ain't got to tell you our business like that. What we're asking you to do is be involved in our decision-making. Be involved in our walking. Because we know you already know. I'm going to tell you that, Father God. You already know who's sick. You already know who need this and need that. And you already know all that stuff, Father God. So we're inviting you to give us your insight, your direction, how to handle these situations. I ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you do this. And and everybody agreed, said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. But listen, brothers and sisters, we're doing a checklist and I'm trying to conclude it today. We went over some things this week. One of the things that I see it, I don't know, yesterday, day before yesterday, you got to understand your faith will not work in unforgiving heart. So in other words, if you're going to use the word of God, like Mark 11:25 said, and when you stand praying, forgiving, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. You, You got to stand forgiven. That's real easy to do. All you got to do is check your heart. Like I said, if there's someone that you might need to forgive or may need your forgiveness. See, a lot of times that people who we know, I want to be clear with this, we know they owe us a forgiveness. They should have came to us. I wish I could get just one amen right now. Just one amen. That's all I want. I don't want a whole bunch of... Just one amen to say, yes, that person should have came to me and asked me for forgiveness. Well, right there, I want you to start praying for that person. Start praying for that person and thanking God. Go on and forgive them for not forgiving you, for them not coming to you to ask for forgiveness. Go ahead on and forgive them right now. Do that. Do that one right now. I just need one person to do that. See, sometimes the person we need to forgive, they can't be there or whatever. Here's what I want you to do. Because the Lord is teaching me day to day. I write in the letter. And I say, Lord, you know, this person here should ask me for forgiveness. But since they don't and they won't, I'm going to go ahead on and I don't know what the situation is. Maybe it's because of they can't reach me. Their phone cut off. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Going to write the letter and tell the Lord, Lord, this person, I know that they owe me a forgiveness, and I'm going to forgive them for not asking me to forgive them. So therefore, I'm going to write this letter and let you know, Heavenly Father, that they are forgiven. And I've forgiven them for not asking me for forgiveness. Does that make sense? Huh? I better say it again because I don't want nobody to miss what I'm trying to tell you here. Since a lot of people out there, you know they ought to be there right up in your door. They ought to be in your inbox. They ought to be calling. Or they ought to be texting. And they ain't doing it. You know they ain't doing it. Well, that person right there, I want you to write their name on a piece of paper. And say, Lord, I forgive this person for not asking me to forgive them. Because God, knowing you know, they should have came to you. And since they didn't, you're going to go ahead on and forgive them in advance. Bam. Put it in your Bible. Somewhere. I don't care where you put it. And watch the angels start working on their heart. See, that's like heaping coal on the fire. See, they don't want to mess with you. They don't have any clue who you are. They don't know that you are God's masterpiece. They're not aware that you're the very righteousness of God. They don't know that you are a lively stone and the word of God is alive and you putting that word out there like that. They don't know that you are chosen. You're chosen. And you've been justified. You've been made right by God. So you got to act right, see, because you are like God. You are required. You are required to bless your enemy. Ooh, but somebody about to get this thing here. You are required to do good that despitefully use you. Not to anybody, especially those that despitefully use you. You're required to bless them folks. But the Lord said, that's how you bless them. Go on and bless them. They don't know it. They don't know it. Silently blessing them, doing like God. See, you acting like God now. Just like God blessed us when we wasn't worthy, and when God did for us when we wasn't doing for ourselves, God had made a pathway for you, and you wasn't ready to go through. But God went on and did it for you. Took you a minute to get around. Took you a minute to come around. But hey, woo! Praise the Lord. Your eyes became open. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But when you praying, stand forgiven. That's all. See, and it works both ways. That's all I want to tell you. Can't work in unforgiveness heart. Well, see, your heart is right now. Did I make that plain, huh? Your heart is right now. You just made your heart right, man. Just made it right. People don't have to tell you when you did wrong. People don't have to tell you that. It ain't necessary. You already know, and they know.
But here's the thing. You got to keep your heart right. So that's all this is about. See, I'm diagnosing everything, and through this diagnostic, it says, what I read is that, hey, your heart is right now. Your heart is right. You're ready for the master. You're ready to be used by the master now because you got your heart right. God can use you now because you got a pure heart now. You ain't holding nothing. You ain't holding nothing back. You see what I'm saying now? You ain't holding nothing back. You done made it clear. Lord, I forgive them anyway. Even though they didn't come to me, I still, yeah, because I'm not going to walk around with that stuff on me, Lord. So faith can start working now. The word of God can start working now because you've made your heart clear and on all sides. You've forgiven them, and you went on another step, and you forgave them for not asking you to forgive them. So all your bases is covered. Everybody that's in your circle, you've taken care of. Hallelujah. Preach, preacher. I'm trying to do the best I can. Yeah. And then that takes us to the next step, bless God. Abraham's blessing cannot be received with the Thomas faith, okay? Again, the other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he, talking about Thomas, said unto them, except I shall see in his hand the prints where they drove them nails, except I put my finger in the print of the nail and thus my hand into his side. Because I know they stuck him in the side. I was there. I saw that. So except I do that, I ain't believing nothing. I just can't believe it. You know, Thomas, one of the 12 original disciples, made a choice. He made a choice to not believe. He made a choice to stay in unbelief. We can never be a person who choose not to believe. That's not your character. That's not who you are, my English teacher. That's not who you is. I know what I'm supposed to say. That's not who you are. I don't get off into that, brothers and sisters. You know what I'm talking about. That ain't you. How about that? That's not who you are. If we do, our faith is blocked. Always. Whatever you do, choose to believe. Don't see it. Don't feel it. But you know what? I'm believing. The only reason I put this stuff in the GPS, because I believe it's going to take me where I need to go. If it didn't, then I wouldn't put it in there. Preach, preacher. See, that's the difference between believing and unbelieving. Doing and not doing. I miss with somebody writing. That's the difference, brothers and sisters, between doing and not doing. See, the word of God has to become a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. It has to. The only, you make that decision, the only way I'm going to walk is the word of God be that lamp for me. Because it's dark. I can't see anything. See, that's where it used to be before, you know, Edison took over and before we got lights in the house. The only way you can see, you had to have a lamp, okay? So if you don't have a lamp, you ain't going to see. Plain and simple. So, the writer says, that's what the word of God to me is like the lamp. Because if without, I won't be able to see. I won't be able to see how my feet going to step from one to the next. And the light unto my pathway, it lights it up. Well, that's what the word of God has to become to you, okay? But what it has to do, and I'm going to tell you this because the Lord dropped this in my spirit too. In James 1, praise God. In James 1, and I'm going to get back there. The Lord just told me to share this. In James 1, 22 said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Any be a hearer, the word only, not talking about being a hearer, and not a doer. The Bible says he likened unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he behold himself and goeth away and straight forget what manner of man he was. And let me break this down to you, because I want you to know. You are a doer of the word. Because if you're not, I want you to stay with me now. Stay with me. I'm finna go there in a minute. I want you to stay with me. You are a doer of the word. You know why? Because it's like looking in a mirror. When you're looking in the mirror, that's a reflection of what you see. You're doing it, see? The person that don't do the word, they don't have a mirror. They just got a glass. They look, they can see everything on there, but they can't see who they are. Let me break this up, because I know somebody didn't hear that. When you are a doer of the word, see, when you're a doer, you won't be deceived. The Bible said, be you doers of the word, and I hear it on, because if you're a hearer only, you're going to deceive yourself. But if you're looking in the mirror, because you're doing it, okay? So you won't be deceived. Because if any man is a hearer only and not a doer, he's likened to a man that goes away in his natural glass. You'll forget who you are. But if you're doing it, let me take my time. If you're doing it, you see yourself. You see yourself doing what the Word of God say. You're abiding in the Word. And you look at, the Bible says, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein. See, that's who you are. You're one of those that perfect law of liberty and continue therein. He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. You're happy because you know you're doing it. You're doing the thing, man. Because you see yourself doing what the word of God said. You are a doer of the word, see? Because you're doing what faith. But now remember now, you walking in forgiveness too, see? Other folks that won't walk in forgiveness, they're not doers of the word. Hold on. Take a break. I need to slow down a little bit. Because I've had several people tell me, I said, you get on the road. Well, sometimes I get excited, man. This word will make you excited. It'd be like shit up in your bone. Be like fire, man. You can't help it. Anyway, here's the thing, brothers and sisters. You have to, we have to. I don't mean you personally. I mean, so don't take nobody, take it personally. But we have to walk in that forgiveness. And Abraham's blessing will come on us. Why? Because faith called those things to be not as though they were. So you're looking in the perfect law of liberty, in the word of God, saying what it say to say, doing what it say to do. Now faith is the assurance. You have confirmation. Woo! You have confirmation now. It's official. I think that's a good word today. Official. It's official yours now. Because you know what? You're a doer of the word. You're a doer of the word. So it's official. That you're walking in God's plan. You're pleasing God. It's official. You're a child of God because you please the Father. You just made your daddy happy. It's official. You have the title deed now. So, let's take it back. Faith called those things to be not as though they were. Now, faith is, that's your assurance. That's your title deed of the thing that you hope for. That's your proof. That word of God is your proof. Now, you don't see it, but you're convinced. That reality or faith will proceed to be as real as that wall or as real as the nose on your face, man. See, Faith puts you above that sense knowledge. That's what it does. You're not relying on if you can see it or smell it or what. See, that's that Thomas faith. Thomas faith relied totally upon what the senses told him. If the senses didn't tell him, he couldn't believe it. That's what he said out of his own mouth. Go read it. It's in John 20:25. He said that. Shall I see this in my and touch it with my own hands and feel the nail print? I ain't believing Jack. Well, he said Jack. I said Jack. But anyway, he said he ain't believing it. That's what he said. Unless I put my finger in that print of that hole that's in his side, I ain't believing it. Now, he put more trust in his own hand than he did what the Word of God say. So you got a lot of people, that's the way they live. Unless they see it, feel it, touch it, they ain't believing it. And then they ain't going to call those things to be not as though they were. They can't. They can't because they don't see it. You know, and because they don't see it, they can't do that. They can't call that. No, I can't call that one. No, Pastor. But then they forget. When the devil, let me tell you this too, because Hebrews 11:1, you can go there and you can see it. It reveals the difference between sense knowledge and faith knowledge, okay? And that's what we're checking on. We're checking on where our faith is. But I want to tell you this too. Because faith demands corresponding action. Faith demands that. And he said, behold, a woman which was diseased with that issue of blood for 12 years. She came behind him and touched his garment. For she said within herself, if touch his garment, I shall, but, and I want y'all to catch this now. Hold on. Let me make sure. Things are right. Okay. Look at that scripture. I was trying to find the scripture. Okay. She said, let me just tell you the story. I'm paraphrasing it. But I got the paper, though. I know where it said, because over there in Matthew 9:20-22. But she had told Jesus, she said, no. Because it came out of her mouth, and then she acted on it. But what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying this. If I could touch but the hem of his garment, I'd be made whole. Well, she just didn't do the talking. She did the walking. She didn't do the talking. She did the walking. So she ran toward him and touched him. And then Jesus said, when he turned around, that was awesome, man. He turned around and he says, because he recognized something went out of him. Faith touched Jesus. And he said, daughter, be of good comfort. As faith had made thee whole. So what made her whole was she stepped out there. She did that corresponding action. See? She did that corresponding action. That's what she did. Well, something happened here. But anyway, she did that corresponding action because she spoke it, then she acted on it. So let me tell you what this means for those that may not quite get it yet. Here's what you do. You tell God, you know, say if you ain't have no food, and you tell God, Lord, I need some food. Lord, I'm believing you for some food. Go set the table. Go set the table. Go put the plates. However you eat, go do that. See? That's how that works. You are asking for rain. I don't care what your sister, your auntie, your husband, your wife, it don't matter what them folks do. Forget other folks. Please. Do not let them direct your faith. Not even the meteorologist, the weatherman. Don't let nobody. You didn't ask God for rain. Get your umbrella. Say, Lord, this garden out here, I done planted, and boy, I tell you, I just need a little rain here, need a little water here. If I can get just a little water here, make that thing grow. See, now that's your, that's what your faith is. You didn't ask God for. Get your umbrella and go out there. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. See, that's corresponding action. You done ask God for, you done ask God for a car. The Lord, I like to have this car, and go buy some smell good stuff to hang up in there. Hey, everybody need to have one of them things hang up in there, or one of them things you slide up under your seat, or something to make you smell good, you know. Now, I didn't say your car stank. I didn't say that. Don't say I said that. I did not say that one. But I'm telling you what to do. See, so once you do that, that's your acting on the faith. That's what you're doing. That's corresponding action. Then you're going to hear joy. Jesus say, just like he said to that woman, in that same hour, thy faith has made thee whole. Yeah? So let me leave you guys with this, and if I have anything they want to share, we'll let you in here. I put the checklist of faith and make five, I want to say fundamental, like, in other words, do a layout, if you would. Do something like a layout. Sort of work in your head, in your behalf. Sort of work in your in. But before you speak, you know how important it is to pray. Because God ain't trying to hear us now. Y'all may not believe. Thinking devil is trying his best, but it ain't working. Praise God. I see. Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Evangelist Pastor Marilyn. Hallelujah. See, I put your hands up. Okay, go for it, Evangelist Pastor Marilyn.
Praise you. Good afternoon, yes. Pastor Beasley.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. How are you?
Blessed. Truly blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, God is so good. Mom is back in the hospital. Went back in the hospital yesterday.
Okay.
But I'm believing and I'm trusting and I'm having faith that God is doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to what the power that works within me, my faith. My faith says that she is healed. My faith says that God has healed her. My faith says that no weapon formed shall prosper. My faith says that she is above only and not beneath. And I love that word, only. That's my faith. My faith says that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, that God is in control. And he is the only one. He is the only God. Yeah. The only God. The only God. He said, I am God, God alone. He is the only one. God beside him, beneath him, above him, or below him. He's God all by himself.
Hallelujah.
So I'm believing and I'm having faith and I'm trusting the Lord God that he's going to do this thing. And when he does, it's in nobody's hands but his. Nobody, no man could say, no man could say that I did this thing. It's only going to be him. He's the only one.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes. So that's where I'm standing. I'm standing in faith. In faith.
Praise God. Amen.
Well, we're going to touch and agree with you that you stand. And we're going to touch and agree with you based on that. And this Evangelist Sharon. Hallelujah.
Yes. I just want to piggyback. God bless everybody today. I just want to piggyback what you were saying about using your GPS. Use God's GPS. God's plan for salvation. GPS. God's plan for salvation is the Bible, the Word. You follow that? and you don't have to worry about being skeptical. You know, when we use a GPS and we use in the area that we know we're skeptical because we know it takes us around about. But we know the GPS that God has in his word, God's plan for salvation is going to take us right to him. So that's all I wanted to say. God bless. Have a nice day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Pastor?
Amen. Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, yes. Everyone. I just wanted to read that passage from Matthew 9, beginning with verse 18. And it says, while he spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshiped him, saying, my daughter has just died, but come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if I only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman made well from that hour. And then it talks about the ruler and, you know, how because of his faith, he just told Jesus, you just speak the word and he'll be made whole, you know. And so we just thank God for God's word. And as Pastor was sharing, you know, we just have to stand on that word and be prayerful. Go back and read the word of God and, you know, and let God be God. And so I just love that scripture, and I just wanted to bring that out. And I read that from the New King James Version. And, you know, all things are possible with God. You know, he's in control. Amen. He's in control. And so I thank God for this teaching. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing it out.
Amen.
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 Well, I want to say this. I want to say this because she acted on the word of God. She said, my faith says this and my faith says that. And see, she that's corresponding action. That's
yeah.
Awesome. So I want to tell you, Pastor Marilyn, you responded very well because you said my faith, I don't remember all everything you said, but just for understanding purposes, your faith is there and you act on it. How did you act on it? By speaking it, by telling us, hey, I'm believing God's word. I'm believing she's healed. I'm believing, you know, that's where your faith at. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So God is honoring that. I'm speaking that right now. God is honoring that.
Yeah.
He's honoring that because of who you are in him. He's honoring that because of what his word says. He's confirming his word with us. He's confirming his word with you. That's what he's doing right now, confirming. He's confirming it because you are his masterpiece. You are a chosen generation. And you got to know that when you've been chosen, God does it. That's what he do. That's who he is.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's where you're at. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Well, Matthew 18, verse 18 and 19, from also the New King James Version, it says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Y'all wait for this. Y'all wait for this. It's official. It's official.
Hallelujah.
It's official. It's
official. Thank you, Lord.
The two or more gathered together in my name, it's official. That's what we're doing right now. We done spoke that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor brought that scripture. That wasn't one of our scriptures today. She brought it. She brought that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
We agree. So you know, it's official. It's official.
Thank
you. See, when
thank
you say
you
it's official, that means
hallelujah.
It's on now. It's official. She's healed by his stripes.
Hallelujah.
Man didn't do it, God doing it. Yeah. It's official. It's a done deal. I like to say a DD, it's a done deal. It's official. God done it right now as we speak. Hallelujah. What needs to be done is being done right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. 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 Glory. Brother and sister, we'll see y'all Sunday for the review. Praise.